Hello, welcome to the Candid Cast once again. Our series on planning for success is continuing. This is our 8th episode. And in this episode, we'll be talking about avoidable pitfalls in the planning process. There are pitfalls that we can avoid, and today we'll talk about how to avoid them. They come literally in every project. Before we go into the 8th episode, if you are a returning subscriber, I want to say thank you for staying with us. And if you are new, if it's your first time of tuning into the Candid Cast, I want to say you are welcome, and we encourage you to click the notification button, subscribe, like, and share so that it can reach more people. It means a lot to us. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, avoidable pitfalls in planning process. Everyone wants to succeed. Nobody sets out to fail. And literally everyone plans. We have said that some people plan without even knowing that they are planning, because it is said that those who did not plan for success have planned for failure, and is bestowed on them. You think, why will anybody plan to fail? But anybody that did not plan to succeed is holding a plan to fail in the hand, because nobody succeeds that has not made a plan for it. And when you are planning, there are some things that are setbacks that will come in the process that will make the plan either unachievable or abandoned or frustrated, things like that. But those things, they are avoidable. And that's what we are trying to look at today. Those common pitfalls that can disrupt the process, we need to recognize them. We need to mitigate against them. And we need to know how to significantly enhance our effectiveness in the planning process. The first we will look at among those pitfalls are the lack of clear objectives. The one major pitfall is the absence of clear and well-defined objectives. The Bible says, if the bugle produces an indistinct sound, who will prepare himself for war? Without concrete goals, planning becomes aimless, leading to confusion and inefficiency. We must be clear as to where we are going. So how do you overcome this? The goal must be SMART. And we have devoted an episode to discussing what SMART goals are. So objectives must be clear. It must be specific. It must be identifiable. It must be something everybody that is in the process, every stakeholder, is aware of where we are going. That's why we say specific. It must be measurable. We know whether we are heading towards it. I am traveling from Lagos to Ibadan. The distance is 100 kilometers. I must know if I have started. So it's specific. I'm going to Ibadan. So it's measurable. I have done 10 kilometers. I have 90 to go. It is attainable. Other people have done it before. It is not rocket science. It is reasonable. So I choose my means of transport. Do I want to do Lagos Ibadan in 1 hour? I know what means of transport to use. Do I want to make it in 3 hours? I know that will determine the type of transportation that I will use. It must be time bound. Once we clear that, we are ready to go. The next thing that we may face is defective consultation with stakeholders. You see all the charade that is going on in River State now is that people came together to win election. They have won, but they were not clear as to who gets what. The fight in River State is not about any citizen of River State. It's about who gets what. That's all. The people are only victims. Development and the well-being of the people is suffering in the hand of people who are not clear on what each person should get. Maybe they did not consult enough, and maybe somebody was not straightforward to come up with, this is what I want to get when we succeed. So if the key stakeholders are not involved early in planning process, they may not buy into it. And if they don't buy into it, they will create resistance in the execution process. And they can even scuttle it like they have scuttled it in River State. You find that all those people were working, if I impeach governor and deputy, I will become governor. None of them have position anymore. Nobody is governor, nobody is deputy, nobody is House of Assembly member. Everybody is a loser in the process. And that's what happened when a process is scuttled. Somebody created it, but there is no winner. So let the key stakeholders be involved early and often. Incorporate their insights and feedback to give them a sense of ownership and commitment. Everyone that is involved in process should be committed to it, and this is what we want to achieve, and when we achieve it, this is exactly where we are going. Number three setback that you may find is inadequate data and research. So relying on incomplete or inaccurate data can lead to poor decision making. It is said that if you are not informed, you'll be deformed. So lack of adequate information can generate a deformed process. Unless we get enough information, our result will be an uninformed result. To overcome this, there is need to conduct thorough research. You know, in the previous episode, I mentioned the role of research, information gathering, data collation, data analysis, to know exactly where we are going. When this is done, you gather relevant data, generate an informed planning process that is all embracing, all encompassing. Everyone in the process is aware of what their role is, what their benefits are, what you need to put in, and where we are going, what we actually set out to achieve. The fourth pitfall that I see is inadequate resource allocation. This another common issue is underestimating the resources needed to execute the plan. This can lead to resource shortages and delay in project execution timeline or outright abandonment. This happens often. If you see a lot of government projects, they start and they don't finish because nobody sat down to check exactly what is needed, taking all the interests involved in mind. And even in private projects, I recall when we are trying to build a place for fish processing, it looks like I was wasting resources until I gave the job to a team member. I said, okay, you handle supervision. And the person was able to find out that there was clear underestimation of the resources that are needed. You spend much more than you thought was needed for the project. So to overcome this, we must carefully assess what is needed, do proper allocation of the necessary resources, including time, the budget, and the personnel. Who handles what should be clear. Each person should be assigned to areas of his strength for the project to work out. Number five, unrealistic timelines and resources. Overestimating resources or underestimating timelines can lead to delays and cost overruns. Sometimes we get the feeling that if I have enough money, I can achieve whatever I want. That's not true. There are so many things that you have all the money, but you can't do it unless you abide by the time. Like, I know in about two episodes before this one, I mentioned the development of Dangote Refinery. No matter how much money you have, that's not a 3 months project. So we need to set realistic timeline. What do we want to achieve? How much time is needed? This way, information gathering is very important in the planning process. If I'm doing a multi-story building, there is a time expected for the upper slab to cure and attain full strength before I can remove the props that is under to do any work underneath. So much of the work underneath, we wait until the concrete at the top is cured. So we must develop realistic timelines and resource allocation plans. Number 6 in our list of setbacks that affect project planning: lack of flexibility. Rigid plans that do not account for unforeseen changes can quickly become obsolete. Failing to adapt to changing circumstances can lead to stagnation and failure. Check for changes that can come up in your environment. Incorporate flexibility in your planning to adapt to new information and changing circumstances. Regularly review and revise plans to reflect changing circumstances and new information. Let me give the unfortunate story of one person who had so much money when 1 naira was $1 and interest rate was running at 24% per annum on fixed deposit. He went to fix 3.5 million naira in fixed deposit in the bank, and he was getting interest at 24% per annum. And he told himself every day that nothing can make him poor again. So he collects the interest, spends. His plan, his pension, everything about his life appeared settled. But he was not reviewing as the devaluation started setting in. That man that had equivalent of $3.5 million in the bank, by the time devaluation finished with it, he couldn't even afford a second-hand car. That is the reality of rigid plan. He could have moved out into other investments, alternative investments, away from the money market, because the devaluation is very devastating to money market operations, while other sectors benefit from it. Number 7, ineffective communication. Poor communication can derail even the most well-conceived plans. Ensure that communication channels are open and that information flows smoothly among all team members. Utilize clear and consistent messaging to keep everyone aligned. Things may have moved on. Some of your team members may have gotten additional new information that could change the direction of the project. If you are not in touch with them, you'll be running at cross purposes, and that is not good for any project. Number 8, insufficient monitoring and evaluation. Neglecting to monitor progress and evaluate outcomes can result in missed opportunities for improvement. So when you draw plan, as you review, you will find, there is something we didn't anticipate before. There are better ways to do this thing. New information could have come to somebody. The process of evaluation can throw up an opportunity for improvement. It has been said that if you do not inspect, do not expect. Establish KPIs and conduct regular reviews to track progress and make necessary adjustments. That willingness to change and adapt will bring advancement. If you are rigid, you stagnate. If you can change, you can adapt, you can advance, which is normal and necessary for every human being that is set out to make progress. Number 9, setback is overlooking risk management. Failing to identify and mitigate risk can lead to unexpected obstacles. We must learn to conduct a thorough risk assessment, develop contingency plans to address potential issues proactively. I was discussing with somebody when the market in Lagos Island caught fire, and the man came and said, oh, plenty people died. I said, how will people die from market fire in the afternoon? Didn't they run out? If they lose their goods, they can always grow back. He said, no, it's not that type of death. Somebody that his shop is burned and his parking store is burned, is he not dead? I said, that is the way you view business. In planning to open shop, get parking store and all that, you didn't plan insurance into it. Some of this risk can be outsourced. Markets go up in flame. It is not new. It's something that has been happening and it will continue to happen. There is organization called insurance that can pick that aspect of risk. Anytime there is damage, there is tanker explosion, people lost their vehicle, they say government should come in, government has to do something about this. Because we have ignored insurance, those are not the responsibilities of government. There are things we should anticipate in our planning process and outsource that risk. Insurance is a pool of funds from many people who will never suffer damage to compensate the few that may suffer damage. So if you insure, somebody said, I've been insuring for 5 years, I've never had any claim, it is not useful. No, it is my wish that I will never have claim, but I will not do without insuring. Insure, if you don't have claim, the money goes to compensate those who have claims. But it is a necessary way of running a project. It's a necessary step that should not be avoided. Let's not overlook risk management. Finally, number 10, ignoring external factors and trends. You remember the example that I said of the man who fixed $3.5 million equivalent in fixed deposit. There are so many things that were not within his control. The external factors. He was not in charge of devaluation of the currency, but there were things that were within his control. To break that fixed deposit and go check alternative investment. Ignorance is a killer. So failure to consider external factors and trends can lead to missed opportunities. Opportunity, just imagine at that time, if that man carried 300,000 naira to buy land in on along Allen Avenue at that time, because that was the reigning point. And a lot of people didn't have 300,000. This man had 3.5 million naira. And you find that those lands within 2 years have moved from 300,000 to over 40 million. But that's the way you fail to look at other opportunities, look at external factors, look at factors that may not be within your control. And as they come up, you try to do something about it. Change. So you monitor external factors and trends to inform your planning process, and even in your execution process, you do a review. So by being aware of these pitfalls and implementing strategies to avoid them, you can enhance the robustness of your plans and achieve your goals with greater efficiency and effectiveness. This is the point where we draw the curtain today on the Candid Cast. I hope and expect that it has been a blessing to you. You will do well to share it so that many other people will be blessed like you have been blessed. Thank you for staying tuned. God bless you.